We present Masters India, John Masters' saga of the Savage family from 1825 to 1946. The Deceivers, which has been dramatized by David Wade, is set in India in 1825 and features David Collins as William Savage. Episode 4, The Servant of Kali.
Manikwa.
Do you know this place, Gopal?
My reputation, certainly.
Shyamala Sahab.
I don't think I've ever been here.
Nor ever wanted to, since I met its ruler back in Madhya. A bawdy old reprobate lording it over a latter-day Gomorrah. But who'd have thought then that I'd enter it like this? As Gopal the weaver, with his dear old friend, Huda Bach, jeweler. Look at him. So trim, so correct.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Now, what can that be? Hey, friend, what is happening? Why the cannon shot?
Ah, Haji, you are just in time. A thief has been convicted, and our Raja, may he live forever, has ordered his execution.
How is he to die?
An elephant will trample him. How else? Stay where you are. You'll get a good view as he goes by. But if you want to see the show, it's on the open ground beside the lake.
Thank you, friend.
Oh, Gopal, your capacity for bringing us good omens goes from strength to strength. This morning, a crow in sight of water. Now a criminal going to his death.
Wretched man. He can hardly keep his balance on that camel.
He won't fall. His feet are roped together underneath.
And even the elephant seems glad.
But he deserves the death. Don't you agree? If only for getting caught, as his kind always do.
Not our kind, however.
No. Well, I don't know. Perhaps we are not so different, or becoming so. Piru is very pessimistic. Mind you, he's very jealous of you.
So I had observed. Not too jealous, I hope.
Enough. He's threatening to quit the road. Says he will retire and buy a piece of land. Take up his old trade.
Oh, what trade is that?
He's a carpenter.
Is that so?
Well, well.
But come now. I must take you to our lodgings. Ah, this is the place, Gopal. We are not here, all right.
Is there any harlot's quarter where we are not?
Hey, you two! What do you want?
Greeting, my princess. You would like to use your upper back room for a week or so.
How many of you this time, Haji?
5 altogether. 3 more to come.
Oh, good enough. Find your own way up.
I don't know what we pay for this, but I hope it isn't much.
Very little. But what more do you want? It has a fireplace and a place to wash over there. And a great deal of space.
But not much light and very little air.
We have light and air enough on the road, surely. Although the whole house stinks of women, which Piru can't abide. Hmm? They terrify him. But it is private. And this is a good town in which to lie up and gather information, even merchandise.
I can imagine.
We'll hold our feast the night before we leave. Friday. And afterwards, there'll be women. So cheer up your heart with that, my old friend. There's a fine woman waiting for you.
I already have one.
Gopal, what marriage does to a man? This lovely wife of yours, where is she?
Madhya Gari.
Ah, yes. I have never been there. But the place where such a woman lives must indeed be beautiful. Ah, there'll be Yasin and Hussain.
Greetings.
Greetings.
So, let us celebrate the rite of our coming. Then we can all go about our business. Hussain, move the baggage, please. Kali, O Kali, behold thy pickaxe, thy sacred kusi. Just as thy servants journey north, so the blade points north. May thy power and blessing flow from it, and sanctify the path we tread. Kali Mataki.
Jai.
Kali Mataki.
Jai.
Kali Mataki.
Jai.
So, the rite is done. Hussain, cover the kusi, please.
Good. Now, Yasin, why don't you come with me? We must sell the little Nawab excellent beast and find some more in keeping with our appearance.
By all means.
Gopal, what about you?
Thank you, Jamadar Sahab. But I will rest here for a while.
And you, Hussein?
I would prefer to rest here too.
Ah, very well. No one else but Piru is expected. We shall be back by the sunset.
When will Piru arrive, do you suppose?
At sunset too, I should imagine.
I'll keep watch then. I will add to my report.
I don't know why you trouble yourself with that thing.
But you do know, perfectly well.
I don't know what you think you're ever going to do with it.
As I have said, I will find an occasion to take it out of the town and bury it in a spot which I will tell you.
I don't mean that.
Do you not? Then what do you mean?
You say that what you write will be used as evidence against the deceivers.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will never do that.
Be sure I will.
No.
What will prevent me, always provided I live?
Because you too are a deceiver, as from this dawn. You are a strangler of rank.
Oh, don't be absurd.
Oh, yes. Remember the Thanksgiving? Only the strangler may stand upon the carpet. You stood on it. Only the stranglers may eat consecrated sugar. You ate it.
But that doesn't mean that I am...
It doesn't matter what you think you are. When a man eats sugar on the carpet before the pickaxe, Kali enters into him, whatever he may think. Oh, I have seen it happen. And now you will never go back to your position. I will never get my safe red coat. But it cannot be helped. Kali wills it, so it is.
Oh, what you say is nonsense. Foolish superstition.
No. It is not nonsense.
But you must know it is. You yourself have eaten the sugar many times, yet you gave up your old ways.
Did I? Perhaps you did not notice me last night when the rumals were out. Gopal, do you imagine it is impossible for you to become a deceiver? Let me tell you, men you know and trust with homes and places in society are certainly deceivers.
Who are these men?
How should I know, since even their wives do not? Nor their children, unless a son follows his father. But it is so. You can rely on it. These people go about their business in the most ordinary way. Why, it even seems to me quite possible that when I fled and found you, I was not opposing Kali's will, but I was bringing you to her.
This is ridiculous.
No, you say that, but you do not yet know Kali's power. You believe... For you to be her servant is impossible, but you are wrong. Think. The Saint Nizamuddin was a deceiver. Why not you? The Raja of... Oh, so many Rajas. Why not you? Remember, you travel constantly. What more natural than you should be upon the road? Travelers would approach you for protection, all unsuspecting. What could be easier? And we deceivers could surround you with our own. Your police, your clerks, your jailers, your chaprasi, even your house servants would be Kali's people, and your memsahib would never know.
You dirty, murderous filth. Hold your tongue! And never speak to me like that again. I am not a strangler, and I never will be of my own choice. Now is that understood? I am not going to kill. Whatever happens, I am not going to.
I do not think you can help yourself.
You...
Strike me if it pleases you, but it will change nothing.
I am going out.
The poor little thief. At last, he's given them what they want. His fellow citizens. But oh, what a death. Yes, what a death. Crushed by an elephant that won't tread on anything if it can avoid it. But when you rope a man to its front foot and make it run and make it go on running, and all the while this struggling body is dragging under it, then it's only a matter of time, isn't it? Only a matter of time.
Come out and see! See the bear that dances like a girl! See the cutthroat that heals itself! Come out and see!
Entertainers, we've chosen the wrong day, and no mistake. These people have already had their entertainment.
Come out and see!
Good God. It's the gravedigger and his men. And that must be the bear Hudibert said we should eat. Oh, if I were one to trust in omens.
Will you not give to see the bear? No dancer of the Raja's court is more graceful. Oh, and she likes you, don't you, girl? She always knows her friends, this one.
A description of the preparations made by the deceivers for the celebration of their feast in Manikwal, as witnessed by me, William Savage, formerly an officer of the Honourable East India Company and lately collector, Madhya District. On the morning of this day, which was a Friday, we brought earth, and in the middle of the room laid out a flat, smooth floor, some 20 foot in each direction. Then Yasin swept out the room and covered the few windows. Taking a powder of turmeric and lime, he drew a shape, 1 cubit square, within the greater one. Then with the remnant of the mixture drew an eye upon the outside of the door.
That should keep on idle visitors. Now for the rice. Biru, have we enough?
Plenty.
Bring it to me, then. Is there water? Hussein?
Very little.
And then fetch some, please. You and Gopal. And hurry.
Oh, how is it that we've taken lodgings at the top of the town and all the wells are at the bottom?
Come along. Yasin Khan is waiting.
Why is it that the pitcher weighs so much more when you get to the top of the town than it did when one was still
alive? Quiet! A minute.
What? Hussein?
There is a strange horse in the stable.
What of it?
Move over, you.
We have a visitor.
So? This is a whorehouse. Anyone can come and go.
Come on now. Move, you obstinate animal.
By the gods.
What? What do you look like that for? Have you lost your tongue? Hussein! What is it?
I don't know.
Then I shall go and look for myself.
No! No!
Who is there?
Greetings, Ali, my brother.
Greetings to you, brother Ali.
Come in. I'm alone. There is a band here, then?
Yes.
I thought as much. Whose?
Khudabaksh.
Khudabaksh! What luck! He and I are friends of long ago.
Is that so? What would be your name?
Gopal. Gopal the Weaver. And you? Do I know you?
Well?
Speak, man. Why then come into the light where I can look at you? Who in the name of Kali are you?
O Englishman, collector Saab, beloved of Kali, now is the still moment without choice. Look, look, in his eyes this mirror image of yourself, the terror and the understanding. This man is your death, collector Saab, or you must be his.
William, Gopal, are you hungry? Are you ill or hurt? Let me come with you. I have no place here, see. I am dead here. Look at me. Take me with you, please.
Beloved, I am with you and within
William,
you.
Promise me.
Trust in me. There is no
promise
other
me.
Way. No.
Promise me.
I shall give you first advantage.
Promise me.
See. He steps back in alarm.
Promise me.
He stumbles. Do now what you want to do. Oh, yes, promise my own. The rumal comes into your hand. He falls and twists. It flows like water around his neck. No need for haste. No need at all. Oh, sweetness. Yes, your left hand is already there. Now, strike.
I did it. Hussein, I did it. We're safe.
Are we?
What do you mean? He's dead, isn't he? I killed him.
Yes.
Oh, say, I had to. You must see that. Our lives depended on it. All the
people we've allowed to die.
Yes, yes, I do see. You have to. It is as I said it would be.
Oh, Christ, Jesus, our Savior, forgive me. Forgive me. I had no choice.
No, none at all. You are a servant of Kali. But let that be. We must hide the body.
Oh, my God. Yes. Where?
On top of the wall, under the eaves. His saddlebags as well. We'll bury everything tonight after the feast.
What about the pony?
Feed it and leave it. Tomorrow we move on. Come on now, help me, quick. Yasin Khan will wonder what has happened to us.
Well done, stranglers. That was quick work. I'm just ready for you. Put the water on to boil.
Salt, Gopal, and cloves.
What?
Salt, cloves, get them.
Oh, yes.
Hussein, there's a strange pony in the stable. Do we know who it belongs to?
Allah knows, Jamadar sir. Nothing to do with us anyway.
More work for the haulers then, eh? Hey, Gopal?
I still had not controlled my trembling at sunset that same day when the band began to gather. They came by twos and threes and stealthily into the upper room. When darkness fell, the last arrivals came. They were the gravedigger and his troop, the least in rank, whom I had last seen with the bear. Now they brought four goats, two black, two white, swathed in blankets to silence them. Hudabach then shut the door and bolted it, covering it with a heavy cloth. We stood, a silent and uneasy group, while Yasin Khan began the final rites.
Who procured the goats?
I did, Reverence.
Let the black bear be brought to where the pickaxe lies. Remove their halters. Hold them by the legs. Biru the water. The power of life runs strong in them. A fit sacrifice indeed.
Yea, a fit sacrifice.
Yasin Khan took up a knife and drew the blade across the one goat's neck. Its blood gushed out onto the earth. At the same moment, the leader of the gravediggers struck its companion a single blow with a short sword. Its head sprang off and rolled across the pickaxe till it came to rest against a great jar of arak. As soon as this was done, the white goats were brought.
Behold, a fit sacrifice indeed.
Yeah, a fit sacrifice.
At once the room was filled with great activity. Some blew up a fire and thrust flat, heavy pans upon it. Others skinned the goats and gralloped them, cut up the meat and dropped it into the sizzling pans. The smell of chili, turmeric and spice and smoking butter filled the room. When all was done, we sat down in a circle to eat. The rice was cold, the meat piping hot. The arak seared our throats and numbed our senses till I was no longer certain what I saw and what imagined.
Eat, Gopal. Eat.
Drink, Gopal. Drink.
Eat. Drink in my honor.
Truly, this is the feast of Kali.
I am not Gopal. Gopal is dead and cold.
You fill his space in life. You must. What hope for you if you refuse?
I cannot refuse.
Tell me, Gopal, beloved of Kali, do you not love me now?
No.
Are you certain? Think of love an instant. Think of her whom you have left at home.
At home? You mean by the pyre?
By the pyre? Oh, Gopal. No, I mean the one whose flesh you know, who lay for you wet-mouthed and hungry in the dark.
Mary.
In the darkness of the stable, when the Rumal flew and came into your hand like a homing bird, was it not as the knowing of a woman's body?
Yes. No. No.
Tell me, dear deceiver, truly, do you not then love me?
I don't know. I fear you.
It will suffice. Fear is but a step from love. But a step.
Enough. Enough.
We have eaten every shed and grain. We have drunk down every drop. Our feast is at an end. Rise. Rise. Now may the blessing of Kali the Holy be upon us all.
Wait, all of you, till I have put away the axe. That will do.
Jamadar Sahib, the refuse. Where should we bury it? In the stable?
By all means. But be sure you dig deep.
Huzur Sahib.
Hussein, did you hear that? In the stable?
I heard. There is nothing we can do.
Except pray.
To who? Kali or your God on the cross?
What if they have their bear with them down there? What if it were to smell them?
A bear in a stable full of horses. Are you mad?
If we hear them cry out to come running, what are we to do?
They will not find him. Kali will protect you. Now get away from me.
Good night, Jafar. Good night, Ghafar. Good night, my friends. We meet tomorrow. But not early, I think, eh?
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. So, my friends, here we are. Now let us have a little entertainment. Piru?
Your mother?
I'm sure you have another jar or two of that arak hidden somewhere, eh? And Yasin, bring out your hookah, man.
So long as you bring out your zither, too.
I shall. Indeed, I shall. Though whether I'll prevail upon my fingers to secure the notes is another matter.
Yeah. The prophet forbids us to touch strong liquor. Yet at a feast, the goddess Kali orders us to drink. What should we do, Jamadar Sahib?
What Kali orders? Allah will not hold against us. You know that. A better question is, what will my hands do, if anything?
People on the stairs, sit still.
It's the women. Princess, come in. Come in, you're welcome.
Only three?
Piru and Yasin are woman haters. Ask the rest of us one each. I hope it is enough. Come on, my beauties. Pick your partners. Usha, I was certain you would choose Gopal.
Are you Gopal?
Why not?
Have we not met before?
No.
Perhaps. Give me a drink, Gopal. The customers have made me thirsty tonight. Oh, I can feel the heat of it spread outward from my body like a fire. And you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
But be careful. We shall burn one another.
What else are we here for?
Come, come. A song, a song. Everybody joins in. I think that we have sung enough. And anyway, my friends, old friends, I have a question for you. Tell me. Tell me frankly. We have all known one another for many years. Tell me what is wrong with the deceivers. Well, what is wrong with us?
What do you mean, Jamadar Sahib?
It's a plain enough question, isn't it?
See? Piru knows what I mean. What I mean is, 50 years ago in my father's time, when they made camp of an evening, there was no need to bury the pickaxe, as we have to do now. They would throw it down a well, and in the morning, one of them would call. The axe would jump out of the well, straight into his hand.
Have you ever seen that happen, Jamadar Sahib?
No, Yasin, no. That is what I'm saying. But in those days, deceivers kept a strict observance of the law. Then we did not kill women. We did not kill Sikhs. Men of low caste are deformed in body. We observed the law, all of it. But ever since I was initiated, we have done all those things.
I do not believe the pickaxe ever sprung out of the well.
Oh.
That is superstition.
Oh, you think so? My father said...
But I agree. It is our disobedience that has brought upon us our misfortune.
Exactly so. In the beginning, when it came to the disposing of the merchandise, Kali did it, not us. But it was on condition, wasn't it? That no man looked upon her. And what happened? Someone disobeyed. Someone had to look upon her as she hurled the bodies up into the air, caught them in her lovely mouth, devoured them.
Someone had to see her in her nakedness, with her breasts like gauze and her nipples standing out like pearls upon them. Do you know what I mean? Here, you woman, show them.
Oh, Jamata-san.
There you are, like gauze, you see, like pearls upon them. Hut, and all this in a harlot who must be paid if a man will look upon her. How much more than in a goddess? Goddess!
Have you done?
Yes. Yes, I have done.
Then I will speak. Now hear you. Hear you and know the only truth of the deceivers, beyond which all is superstition. Hear you. In the beginning was the Spirit, and of that Spirit the Creator created. After the beginning came Ratabishdanava, the demon of blood and seed. He killed men as the Creator fashioned them. Then Kali, obedient to the Spirit in her, went out to destroy the demon. She waved her all-destroying sword about her head and put forth her blue-black tongue and spat blood from her mouth and struck at the demon of the blood and seed to slay him. The demon's flesh was cut deep, deep. The blood and seed flowed down from his wound and poured onto the earth. And where each drop touched the earth, another demon sprang up in that place and set about to kill what the Creator had fashioned. Kali swung her sword again, and these new-made demons fell before her, and their blood rained down upon the earth. And where every drop fell, there too another demon lived. And so it continued. Then Kali rested and wiped the sweat from off her blue-black body with a napkin. And lo, two drops of her sweat fell upon the ground. And the Creator of all things, seeing her great distress, fashioned of the drops of sweat two men. And Kali said to them, "Take my napkin, my rumal. Kill the demons of blood and seed so that no single drop of their blood falls to the earth." Then the men took the rumal and went about the earth and did strangle the demons so that no drop of their blood and seed did touch the earth. But they died. And when all was done, they returned to Kali, saying, "Great goddess, we have done thy will and have obeyed thy behest. Here is thy rumal." And Kali answered them and said, "Keep you my rumal. Use it. Live by it, as you have used it that the creation of mankind might live. Mankind owes you men, and will do so to the last reckoning, though you slay 1,000,000. All mankind, all is yours. Only obey me, that you may prosper always." And the men departed and concealed the rumal which Kali had bestowed upon them until 16 generations of the creation of mankind had passed from the face of the earth. And in those days, their children's 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 children. That is all the words of the sacred story of the rites of the deceivers. And all else is superstition. Superstition. Superstition.
Yes. The truth. The absolute truth.
Ah, Gopal, that is a story. Will it send you to sleep as well? I hope not.
No. No, I promise you, you lovely whore.
Then come with me. Come with me now, my beautiful bull.
Your room is cold.
But we shall soon be warm enough.
The sunlight never enters here.
Some things are better done by lamplight. Lie with me. Do I please you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Gopal.
As I do please you too, Gopal, beloved of Kali. Take her, Gopal. The axe points northward. My power flows through it, giving you the mastery. Look, she lies open. She is yours. All mankind is yours. Ah, my beautiful bull. Possess her. Enter her. I allow it. She is mine to give. Feel her. Feel the mouth that would devour you if it could. The breasts like gourds. The nipples hard as buds. Take her, for I dwell in her. It is I, Kali. Say you do not love me now.
Oh, goddess. Kali. Yes.
Then give me proof. Deliver this my creature to me. Let her know the final double ecstasy, my own all-transcending gift. You have the Rumal, my holy instrument. Use it. No!
Gopal! Let go! Let go! Let go of her. Get up. Oh, is she dead?
No.
No. Oh, poor child. So near.
May the gods protect us. Here, hold this. The cross. Your Memsab's cross.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
I know. That's why I came. Come on. The others are dead drunk. We must bury the weaver.
Better now?
Hmm?
My dear George, ever since you came in, you've been as peevish as an old schoolmaster.
Oh, forgive me. My last case of the day was particularly trying.
One that William left unfinished, I've no doubt.
I'm afraid so. But yes, thank you, I am much better now.
Good.
Mary?
Oh, bother. Sorry, I've taken up too many stitches. You were saying?
About William. What's your opinion? Do you think he'll ever come back?
I don't know. I have still heard nothing.
Yes. Did I tell you I called on Chandrasen the other day? Even he has heard nothing.
I'm sure he would have told us if he had.
Mary, if William doesn't come back, what then?
For the time being, I shall stay here.
Until the child is born?
Naturally, I've said as much already.
I was meaning, rather, what you might do afterwards.
As to that, I have no plans.
I must say, no one would ever guess you were going to have a child. It really doesn't show at all.
Well, it wouldn't yet.
You know, I often wonder about William, what he's doing, thinking, where he is. Don't you?
Of course.
Yes. Yes, it would be surprising if you didn't, but...
What?
Do you remember in Saktali, soon after you arrived and before you met William? Sometimes, quite often, in fact, you and I would find ourselves thinking of the same thing at the self-same time. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It occurs to me, maybe William has taken up the life of a wandering fakir. In some respects, I can't help feeling that's what he's cut out for.
Oh, do you?
Oh, perhaps you don't agree with me, but I mean, why else should he have vanished? His accounts were perfectly in order. Not up to date, of course, but perfectly in order. As though there was nothing there. Mary, are you quite certain that he gave you no hint?
I have already said.
Not even when he asked you to conceal his absence?
I did it because he asked.
I must say I admire your loyalty. You know, I'm sure that if I put my mind to it, I could find him. Do you think I should?
Why, yes, I suppose so.
Yes. Yes. I mean to say, friendship and my high regard for you apart, there'd be a lot of credit for whoever did it in the company.
Oh, of course.
Yes, well, we shall have to see. I say, why don't you and I go riding tomorrow? Oh, it's not medically forbidden, is it?
I don't know. I haven't seen the surgeon, and I do not intend to. But yes, yes, I will come riding. I've sat here cooped up like a broody hen quite long enough.
Good. Good. I am delighted.
Would you kindly take your hand off mine?
Oh. Well, I do beg your pardon.
I think I'll say good night then, Mr. Angel Smith.
Of course. Good night, Mary.
Oh, dear. Perhaps I should have expected that. Oh, William.
Themself?
Schedule!
Oh. Is everything in order?
Why not? I told you to go to bed an hour ago.
I thought I saw a light in the sub study.
Are you carrying a knife?
I like to make sure nobody is interfering with the sub's property.
I, William Savage, formerly an officer of the Honourable East India Company and until lately collector Madhya District, continue my report as follows. The morning after the feast, the band set out from Manikwal and took the northward road. I asked if I might play the part of inveigler, that is to say, the one whose responsibility it is to, as they put it, bring in merchandise. Khudabach readily granted my request, for which I had my own reasons. And for 3 whole days I rode a half a stage ahead of the main party with Hussein on foot beside me as my servant and groom.
You cannot go on like this, you realize. Sooner or later you will have to provide merchandise.
The omens have been unfavorable.
Nothing of the kind. We have passed 4 parties and every time the omens have been very good.
Oh, very well. Perhaps they have.
Then what are you thinking of?
Ghosts, if you must know. The shade of Gopal walks before me. By my left stirrup is the girl from Manikwal.
Oh, nonsense. She is not even dead.
No. But I dislodged her spirit somewhat, don't you think?
What is on your right, apart from me?
Ah. There. There's another woman's face.
Your Mem Sahib's, I suppose.
No. Gopal's widow. What is there now to keep her from the fire?
My friend, your visions are your own affair. Mm. But for this affair of ours, we must have merchandise. And that
there
is for you
there.
To provide.
Gopal!
Ah, I knew it. Here comes Khudabach. What will you tell him?
Bad omens, Yamadar Sahib. When we came up with that group this morning, a jackal crossed from left to right.
Then I suppose it can't be helped. But Piru is impatient.
Ah, Piru. We know he is jealous.
Maybe so. But this is the 4th day. Everyone becomes impatient naturally.
I hope they don't expect us to defy the omens.
Of course not. But they are saying that perhaps for another inveigler, the omens would be better.
And is that your opinion?
Dear friend, I think if the omens are not good for you, it will not be good for anyone. Hmm. But come, let's ride forward a bit together. Our real difficulty is that we spent almost all our money in Manikwal.
Well, then why don't we convert the rest of the jewels?
How can you ask such a thing, Gopal? Surely you remember...
Sahib, we were not present when your band was formed. We don't know what has been arranged.
But the arrangement is what it always is.
But we have not been on the road for many years.
Forgive me. How stupid I am. Well, the sale of jewels is now held at the season's end.
Ah.
These days, for those of us who work in Kaimur and in Mahadeo territories or in southern Bundelkhand, it takes place in Parsola.
In Parsola? That wretched town. Who would have thought of that?
It is the perfect choice. When you and I were young men, remember, we had to sell that stuff ourselves and take whatever we could get for the stolen goods.
Yes, and often enough a piece was recognized.
And that's true.
And every season, several of our people always ended up trampled by some stinking little Raja's elephant. But that's all in the past. Now a chosen band of jewel brokers come to Parsola and buys up everything at good wholesale prices so that everybody is satisfied.
Whose idea was that?
Ah, Gopal, the cleverest man this brotherhood has ever known. You may perhaps heard of him, Krishan Chandra Sen.
You mean the Patel of Padua and Kahari?
The very man. Ah, but Kahari is your village. No doubt you have spoken with him.
Yes, indeed, but never for one moment.
Ah, his honor, Krishan Sen, is a person of infinite discretion.
So I see.
Hey. Stop. Stop the horses.
Ooh.
What is that?
Where?
Below us, in the middle of the plain. A little cloud dust.
Oh, I see.
people in red clothing. Are they women driving cattle?
In the middle of the morning?
Oh.
I think you must be blind, Gopal. No. Those are the sepoy with their women. Going home on leave, you can be sure. And loaded down with money. We better take the omens. Oh, Kali. We are waiting. Send us your sign. Oh, Kali. Greatest Kali. We hear and we obey.
But, Jamadar Sahib, the omen on the right was nothing but an echo of the rocks.
What of it? There are few better omens than the braying of an ass. Now, how many red coats would you say there were?
I can see 8, but there may be 1 or 2 ahead of scouts. And there are 5 women, I believe.
I agree. 4 of them with children, if not all. Hussein, you go ahead. Catch up with them. Seek their protection. Gopal, right up to the ridge above us. Then 4 miles east, you will find a trail. Our grave diggers and their bear on it. Bring them to this road. 2 days from now at the ford of Padampur, we shall kill there. So prepare the grave. Is that understood?
Yes, Jamadar
Sahib. Yes,
and I shall bring up the rest of the band. Kali is with us. And good luck.
Well, Hussein.
If you are talking about Chandra Sen, I knew, of course. But he knows about me. He's one of the few men in these parts who does. That's why I had to get out of the jail.
Why didn't you tell me?
Would you have believed me? Why? You even caught him and you didn't realize.
Does Chandra Sen know about me?
Who would have told him? Me? Don't worry. He doesn't know. And he doesn't know where I am either.
I must get information to Mary.
How?
I don't know. And how am I ever to get evidence against a man like Chandra Sen?
Oh, getting it is easy. The trouble is, you will not use it when you get it. Oh, lover of Kali.
Sen. Is that truly what you think me to be?
Do you deny it? Can you, after Manikwal? You're a strangler.
Hold your tongue!
Sometimes I think our plan is useless. It will be like it has always been. The English will never find us out, never truly make war on the deceivers and destroy them. It needs a man who fears Kali, or he will not understand her, will not make the Lhasa fight. But that man must not love her.
What are we to do about these sepoys?
They're our merchandise.
I was a captain of sepoys once.
But not now. Now you are a servant of Kali. Behave like one or die.
I left Hussein and, following the Jemadar's instructions, made contact with the diggers. By early on the appointed day, our task was complete. The grave dug. We waited in some trees a little way above the ford. Our silent, watchful group consisted of myself, the diggers, and their bear. Since our meeting, they had treated me with respect due to a deputy Jemadar and strangler of repute. The bear, however, showed no such deference. Indeed, it seemed to have conceived an affection for me, and whenever it saw me, would stand up inside its wooden cage and slaver and beat with its paws until the bullock cart on which it rode began to shake.
He has taken you to his heart, Gopalji, as a good deceiver should.
I see nothing very deceptive about him, I'm afraid.
Someone is coming.
It is Azim.
He must have seen them on the road. Be ready to move.
Gopal! Gopal! A message from our Jamadar. A traveler from Padampur says the Raja's cavalry is making preparations to attack us at the ford. We've been betrayed.
Attack us? Is our affair delayed?
No. The Jamadar will do it all the same. The omens are good. We have time. But every man will be needed.
Are the sepoys armed?
Yes. But the Jamadar will see to that. You are to take your weapons and your implements and hide yourselves on this side of the ford. There is the place.
Very well. What is the signal?
The Jamadar will call out, "The water is deep."
No sooner had we concealed ourselves beside the ford than the leaders of the sepoys came in sight and slowly descended the gentle incline to the water. They had with them a bullock cart with all their kit, on top of which a pregnant woman rode. Others walked beside it with their children. Mingled with them were a few deceivers, among them Huda Bach. The Jemadar had clearly gained the party's confidence, as only he knew how, and had employed their trust in him to raise suspicion of the other members of the band who lagged a little way behind. As the travellers approached the water, I heard his voice float up like a knell.
A ford is always a dangerous place. If these fellows behind us are indeed bad men, as I believe they are, let us close up for protection.
Do you hear that, Gopalji?
Our Jamadar is a subtle one.
He has them in a kind of flock, and now the sepoys cannot turn to use their guns.
So I see.
I only hope the Raja's horsemen do not come upon us now.
Yes. Who is this Raja? And why does he send men against us?
I don't know.
We're only diggers. We aren't told. But if he comes, we know how to fight.
The odds will be against us.
Then we will fight the harder. I'll be ready. They're entering the water now.
Dear God, is there no way out of this? By logic, it's no more evil to murder the sepoys than to murder the Nawab and his followers.
Gopal.
What can I do?
William.
These men are young and vigorous. They know how to defend themselves.
You are my deceiver.
No.
Promise.
I am a Christian.
Then act like one. Lay down your life for your friends. Warn them. Take your chance with them.
Thou? No. No. The risk is too great without the cavalry.
And you may die. And all your evidence be lost.
Hussein knows where it is hidden.
And Hussein will deliver it. He fights so hard, that little man.
But he will lose.
Yes.
Hussein belongs to you.
Hussein is mine, like you.
Promise me.
Ah, but see, Gopal.
William.
The spectacle is about to begin.
Be careful here! All of you! The water is deep! Watch out!
Gopal. Gopal! What are your orders? What are we to do?
Shall we attack? No! Wait! They do not need us yet.
And possibly they never will, for it is all but over. And yet, Gopal, my love, how can I let so fine an opportunity go by without some test of your devotion?
Look out, Gopal! Look out!
A single sepoy has escaped. Look, he runs to where you crouch, his face an agony of fear. Will you flee? Too late.
No!
He does the only thing he knows. Down comes his musket. And what is that against your very heart, if not its chilly muzzle? But take your time, dear one. Let me be your head and hands. So, one step to the side and see. There is the rumal already in your hand. Slow as a gray mist, it circles round his neck above the lovely scarlet cloth. Now, turn on your left foot and round behind him. Left hand at the ready. Take your time. The little silver weight will find its way. And so it does. Now, strike. Oh, faithful lover. Now feel the warm tide of my love surge over you. As red and glowing as the coat that tumbles to the dust between your feet. And all is well between us, my Gopal.
Azul, are you quite safe? You're not wounded.
Should I be?
He fired.
Huh? I never heard.
The skin is blackened near the elbow, see?
Dark! It hurts.
But the ball has missed. Truly the goddess was with you.
Yes, truly she was.
Gopal! Gopal!
Ah,
Gopal!
Peru, is it done?
Yes, yes, but our Jamaral, he's dead.
What? Who's about?
There, at the water's edge. A bullet in his head.
Oh, by the gods.
Now, you are Jamada.
I?
Who else? He made you deputy. What now?
What now? We have to bury
him. No. Did no one say to you? The cavalry.
The cavalry?
The Raja's men are coming. Now, there is a new warning.
Piru, why are they coming? What are they to do with us?
The Raja takes his cut. Last time we came, we didn't pay. Now, he will have our lives instead.
Oh, no. No, he will not. How long have we got?
10 minutes, maybe less.
Listen. Listen! All of you! Those of you with horses, ride up the road until you meet the enemy. Pretend to engage him, but turn immediately and flee across the plain. Then, circle round and bring him back here into the long grass. By that time, we'll be waiting. Ride right through and let us do the rest. Yesingan, you are in command.
Yes, Jamada Sahib.
Away you go. The rest of you. Get the bodies out of sight. Then, diggers, you get anything you can to bring the horses down. Harness off the cart. Cut grass and twist it into ropes. You there.
Cut stakes, sharpen them, and plant them in the grass. The others get the muskets and reload. Quick, everybody!
All right. Get to your places.
They're coming now.
I can see. Keep down and keep still.
There are enough of them, Jamada Sahib. 16, I make it.
Yes. 17, with their peacock of a captain. But there are enough of us, too.
That captain is surely the Raja himself.
You see now. So, this is how his elegant and obsequious highness conducts himself when the English are not looking. Right. Are you all ready? Let Yassin and his men go by, then brace yourselves. No one must escape. Well done, Yassin Khan!
Oh, they've trodden on Azim.
Pray the gods he keeps quiet.
He will.
Come back! Come back!
I fear the Raja Sahib is very angry.
So is the Jamada.
Come back! Come back!
No!
Our ambush cast the men of Padampur into the most complete disarray. Horses tripped and threw their riders or ran onto the stakes and fell screaming under them. Our horsemen, having galloped through us to the river, turned and rode back to the fight. Not one of theirs remained in the saddle. We were at our mercy. As for the Raja himself, his horse stumbled where I stood. He rose on the instant, reaching for his dagger, and would certainly have struck me down had I not dispatched that evil man and false friend of the company.
And you were right to do so, Jamada Sahib.
I have no doubt of that.
He was a wolf, that Raja, living off my flock.
He was a wolf, certainly.
And how did you dispatch him, Gopal? With a dagger, was it? Or the musket straight between the eyes? It surely wasn't the Rumal again.
You know it was.
The lover's knot bound him to death as it binds you to me.
It is finished.
Are they dead, Piru?
All dead, Jamada Sahib.
It was a great victory, Gopalji.
Oh, the victory belongs to Kali.
Her blessing is upon us. Her light is in you.
What now, Jamada Sahib? We fear there will be trouble over this. They will send the rest of the army after us.
I think not. There will be a new Raja. Seeing what has happened, he will be well advised to make peace with us.
And others like him will also learn what has happened and behave accordingly.
How many others, Yassin Khan? How many of those who lord it over us?
Very many.
Aye. Maybe even all.
What's that?
A fire! A fire! Quick! Run!
Put it out!
No! No!
Let it burn!
But bring the bodies, all of them, and scatter them. Leave them to the flames. And put their weapons by them. Let it seem as if there were a robbery. The wolf and his riders fall upon the flock, but the flock has fangs, and both perish.
Your mother, Sahib, I think His Highness, the new Raja, will hardly want to tell the Englishman of that.
I think not either, Yassin Khan. Come! Let us get it over with.
What about our own dead?
Lay them in the pit we dug for these. As soon as we have done, we leave this place. Ride eastward out of Padampur, then north again to throw off a pursuit, if there should be one. Tomorrow at first light, we celebrate Thanksgiving.
That was the fourth of five episodes of The Deceivers, dramatized by David Wade from John Masters' novel and directed by Penny Lester. William Savage was played by David Collins. Kali and Mary Savage, Karan Archer. Hussein, Nizwa Karanj. The Jamadar, Tariq Yunus. Yassin Khan, Sumar Khan. Piru, Moti Makan. George Angelsmith, Steve Hodson. Shardil, Tony Redden. Gopal, Kalim Janjur, and Usha and the Widow at Kahari by Rita Wolfe. Deceivers and Beatles were played by Dev Sabu, Vincent Abraham, Sheila Chitness, and other members of the cast. The music was specially composed by Malcolm Clark of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.